getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
And 107thescore.com. You can also take us anywhere with the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you by Happy State Bank. Let's go. Chris Snead, Jeff McGuire behind the glass, taking care of us. Happy holiday season to you. Hope it's a good one. Happy Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah. You got big plans for Christmas Eve?
No, not really. So, honestly, this is the first time my wife and I have been able to just be at our house
for Christmas door?
Like, yeah, with the Christmas door, Christmas ornaments.
Wow.
This is the first time.
And Jeff just told us we were number one.
We're number one.
Holy cow.
He told us to fly like an eagle.
I am basically going to someone else's family reunion this weekend.
Ooh.
Pourquoi?
That's where my dad is going.
Okay.
Because he's going with his lovely wife, who I like.
Ooh.
That is the, like,
some venom in that.
We're running out of people that I know there.
Whom I like.
I do. I do love my stepmother. She's a very nice woman. We're meeting her daughter's husband's family for their family reunion.
My sister's brother's cousin, Oscar.
So yes. If you meet someone there, it's not weird, technically.
I mean,
right?
Seriously. I mean.
No.
I'm not. So we're going to be doing the Christmas Eve service, uh-huh. And then we're gonna have dinner at a local restaurant. I don't think that they advertise here on this station, so I'll just say that I can't even say that.
It's the slippery fish fact again.
No, it's not. It's
Jeff,
not.
You'll be so proud. You'll be so proud. I don't know if you heard the other day. We have Kaylee's Dailies every day at 12:45. We'll have a Friday edition at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was one about 4 months ago.
Yeah, back in the summertime.
And you set the correct rules, the correct parameters. If we can't do it in a break and not be cracking up, we shouldn't be saying it over the air. Snead got it down.
I finally said it without giggling.
We didn't giggle until after. What's so growth from
still,
us?
Right now, I couldn't say it right now because I'd giggle. But I did say it if you heard the other day. Hey, I want to give you some props this morning. You said something. I was listening to you on the morning drive this morning.
Sorry. That's my first response.
No, why?
You were listening to me in the morning.
No, it's good. I was listening. Y'all were talking about Deion Sanders and not calling any of the players. And you said something, but I was saying the exact same thing in the shower. I was listening while I was taking a shower, and I said the same thing. And you said it. You said, this is the exact opposite side of NIL and all this stuff. And I said, you don't feel bad for those kids. And I don't feel one ounce of pity or sorrow for those kids because they begged for the ability to leave whenever they wanted. They begged for the ability to have NIL. They begged for all these things, and they got all these things. Now the creamy underbelly of all that stuff is this. Guess what? The new coach shows up. Yeah, guess what? You're out of here. Sorry.
And well,
I don't feel bad for you at all.
Does Deion need to man up and tell those guys?
No.
Yes.
No. I don't really care if he does.
The boss needs to tell the employee that your services are no longer needed.
Sure. You know what? You know, and he kind of did say that to some of those guys. In his first meeting, he kind of did say that to some of those guys in that room. Basically said, yeah, you know, he told all the quarterbacks, this is your new quarterback over here. So all you guys were the green jerseys in practice. Yeah, you're going to be behind this guy or playing somewhere else.
That wasn't a kind of, that was a straight up word for word. Go to the portal,
yeah.
Go to the portal now so you can be at your new school because it will not be for the Colorado Buffaloes. That wasn't a kind of, let them know.
I'm okay with that because this is the flip side of that. The kids want all the things. They got all the things. And now the flip side of that is, hey, guess what? This is the kind of stuff that's going to happen to some of y'all.
Well, and this is – okay, so the other side of this, right, mm-hmm. is that this is happening at every single university. Mm-hmm. It's just you don't like it, what, because it's gruff and it's out in the open and it's blatant?
Yeah.
And, oh, you got to be –
got to be more tender with their feelings.
Now all of a sudden they're student athletes again. Oh, wait a second. No. They got their name, image, and likeness, and now they're student athletes again. No, this is the way it works now. Sorry. You want it to be a professional business? Well, guess what? This is how professional business works. Mm-hmm. You know? Hey, coach wants to see you. Bring your playbook.
Right, yeah.
You know? Turk.
It's because it was on a video, mm-hmm. and it was because it was something that even though it happens all the time, it was apparent, it was right in your face,
mm-hmm.
and I was saying, oh, I don't like that. Well, it's happening at your university, too.
Yeah.
Insert exactly whichever right. school hey, you root hey, for. It's and happening
guess what?
There.
Hey, guess what? You know, we got a bunch of guys in the portal over there at Texas Tech. I would bet a good number of those guys were invited to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, yeah, you should probably go get in the portal.
Now, if you're not happy with the approach of it, I can understand that, but if you're like, oh, I don't like that he's telling them to leave. No, that happens.
Yeah.
That Sorry happens, especially big time, big boy, Division I football. That happens.
No problem with him telling them, guys, mm-hmm. y'all should enter the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Ghosting your players, not answering the phone.
Wait a second. I'm going to interrupt you right now. Those aren't his players.
If That's he's the head coach of Colorado.
Players. Those are previous guy's players.
That when he takes the head coaching position. Mm-hmm. And they were on the team. They are still on the team until he tells them they're not. I have no problem with him telling them they're no longer on the team.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But you got to man up and tell somebody you're fired.
Now I'm with you on this. That's like fair. The ghosting is kind of a low blow Bush League move, to be honest.
But how many players do the same thing? How many players do
I would tell now, granted, them now, granted, the same thing.
Now granted, you know, the coach should probably be above the players on that.
Well, yeah,
deal.
Because then if you that know, happens to a coach, what's the coach going to say? He's going to say, you need to grow up. You need to be an adult.
Be a man. Do the man thing. I agree with you. I'm going to change my thought on that right there. Right here on the air. I just changed my thought.
Yeah. It's all right. We're totally allowed to do that.
I'm like my daughters.
Open-minded.
I'm allowed to change their mind. Just feel free to. Hey, guys, it's BPE just walked by. Uh-oh. Did I just break some news that I'm supposed not to know?
What?
I just saw Brennan Pamploy walk by. Oh, no. I have caused the controversy.
Jeff and I had the same exact, like, what is...
He can be here. He's allowed. He's not in trouble. Thought why? He was already
we
gone.
We need to know why.
He just walked by. I mean,
we need to know why.
Breaking news. Brennan Payne employee is in the
building. I bet I know what
we
it's
have
for.
Him in through the front corridors.
I bet I know exactly what it's
He's
for.
He's down the east hallway.
Something for next week, specifically on Wednesday. Something takes a minute
game
and a half to do.
Preview.
Man, we're going to have one last optimum game day live. Of the year, one last optimum game day live of the season as the Red Raiders taking on Ole Miss in the TaxAct Texas Bowl at NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas.
Hey, speaking of that, I was at lunch yesterday.
Congrats.
And you know, I don't get to go to lunch very often with the boys anymore. So I was at lunch yesterday, and I was sitting at the barbecue place at rhymes with Judy's, and
Oh, well, we were there. We can say that one.
Oh, that's right. I was at Rudy's. I was at Judy's. So, I was eating some smoked turkey, and we were talking about, I was eating some smoked turkey. Is that right?
Just laughing at, well.
And a cat, this older cat was sitting there listening, and I know he listened, so I hope you're listening. And he walked up, and he said, you know, he's y'all officials, and because I was talking about officiating.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman next to me, the home finder, was sitting next to me, and he pointed out, no, we're not officials, but he is, and he pointed out, and you know, he does high school basketball and baseball, and he also does college football, and the guy came over and he started asking some questions, and he walked back in and he goes, do you mind if I ask your name on the way out? And I said, it's Chris Nade. And he goes, oh, you're the official. And I went, yeah. And I said, yeah. And he goes, and I told him what bowl game I have, and he goes, you know, there's going to be two eyes watching you in that game, so you better not have any squirrely calls. So I promised him. I said, no squirrely calls from me. I may not even take my flag to that game. But I told him what bowl game. So if you've been paying attention, we've been dropping hints. I haven't said.
Christmas.
I will tell you this. There is a Big 12 team in my game.
Hmm. So it's been guessed numerous times, but yeah. if you don't know what it is by now, then we can't do anything else for you without flat out just saying it.
I got the Cheez-It Bowl. I mean, I don't think anyone in the world's gonna. So I can't. I'm not gonna get to go to.
Eyes are off of BPE. Man. We now have Chris Need in the building.
I don't get to go to the Texas bowl game because my bowl game's the next day.
Mm. Would you ever want a hippopotamus for Christmas? That sounds terrifying. We read a story yesterday.
What did we learn about the hippopotamus?
They're nasty, mean animals.
And they will kill you.
They will straight up murk you. Bottom line, 100.7 the score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 the score.
Friday edition of the Bottom Line. You've got us on 100.7 the score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott, Chris Need, Jeff McGuire behind the glass taking care of us. We'll go to the chat line here momentarily. You two can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions. What's going down for your holiday weekend? But right now, it's time for a Friday edition of Kaylee's Dailies. There's a lot of buttons on there, huh?
There's a lot of buttons here. Hang on. Right, I know what it sounds like. I know it exists.
We sound better than that. We should sure just do. Keep we should that one.
You know, there's a definite thought in that. Any idea what it's called?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We'll get it on the next.
Okay.
Sorry, Chris.
No, just keep looking for it, and then when you see it, randomly hit it, even if we're talking.
All right, so it's December 23rd, Christmas Eve, or is it Little Christmas Eve? So if you ever watched the movie Elf, not a good Christmas movie.
What?
No. That's one of my favorites, top three.
I can't stand that movie.
I'm here singing you a song.
Santa! No.
I didn't think of yours!
That's not it.
That doesn't happen in there.
That's not it.
Love
you. I love you.
Buddy
love
the Elf. So, you know, Buddy the Elf floats in on an iceberg.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he's greeted by a narwhal.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. Thanks, Mr. Narwhal.
You probably thought the narwhal as a mythical creature.
I did not.
You didn't think they were mythical?
No.
Yeah. Narwhals are an actual animal species that can be seen today.
Today.
Yes. There are a species of toothed whales that are seen in colder waters around Canada, Norway, and Russia.
Sounds like a put down. Let's put down the cheesecake, you toothed whale.
Male narwhals possess a unique tusk that protrudes from their face.
Okay, so it's just the males.
Just the males.
Okay.
Often dubbing them the unicorn of the sea. The tusk is actually a single tooth that extends from the upper left jaw of the narwhal's mouth. And this tooth can grow up to 3 meters long.
It's a tooth.
A tooth. It's a tooth. The tooth is used for extrasensory, giving the narwhal the ability to sense changes in water temperature, salinity, and the availability of prey.
Skewered.
Yep.
I've been skewered.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shout out John Candy.
Yeah. I'd like to welcome Jeff to 3 minutes ago.
It's just lagging.
Okay.
It's just lagging.
In fairness.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 70 buttons, none of which I programmed.
Mm. Were you really glad that one of those was 10 when you were doing a multiplication?
Okay.
I didn't know if you're good at math or not. I would have been glad if it was by 10.
Sure. 7 times 7 is 49. 7 times 8 is 56. I mean, we can go...
Keep going. Let's fill the rest of this segment. You're just doing math.
We're not just doing multiplication.
Just quick, as many equations for Jeff as you can come up with. Hit us up on the H-Points.
Then it's 63,
line.
Then 70, 77, 84. But again, it was under 100, so I knew it was.
Could you imagine having a tooth spike out of your forehead?
The narwhal can.
Yeah, that is so
the
weird.
The male narwhal can.
That is so weird.
Up to 3 meters long.
Why does that make that creepier?
Because it's coming out of its face.
Yeah, and just that it's a tooth.
Yeah, it's a tooth. The tooth,
a tooth,
the tooth, the tooth is on fire. Or as Jimmy would say, on fire,
on fire.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm giddy. It's Christmas. Shoot me. I don't care.
We get this question on the Eighth Flooring Center chat line. How many days do officials arrive before a bowl game? Do they partake in bowl festivities?
Yes, I am leaving for my bowl game on the 27th.
Okay.
Someone's calling me. They obviously do not know I'm on the air.
They're calling to ask about...
It's a tooth? It's a spam risk call, too. I should answer that. Do you love to answer the spam risk calls?
No.
And then, you know, they'll say, this is so-and-so calling you on behalf of the blankety-blank. And I was like, oh, really?
Stop calling.
Let's have a call. Let's have a conversation.
I love when they want to talk to me about my expiring car warranty.
Absolutely.
When I only owned a motorcycle.
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, cool, which car?
Yeah, I love to have that conversation.
And they're like, no, that's, I was like, no, you called me about my car.
Exactly.
When did I get a car?
Exactly. You know all this stuff. You got my name there. Let's go. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation.
I actually haven't had spam calls in a while, but I've been getting spam emails of late. Keep on telling me about my year membership to Norton.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. I've been getting and they keep telling me that they're going to renew me for $536.
Oh, mine says it's already been renewed. They just need a credit card. And I'm like, how's it been renewed if you don't have my credit card?
Yeah. Hey, Norton spammers.
What would it be like to be in the shoes of a spammer? Like,
well, there's some dude sitting in some internet cafe in Nigeria. You know, he's hoping that, you know, and someone's answering this call, you know, because, oh, wait, let me give you this credit card. Here, wait. Here's my security code. Here's my mother's maiden name. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
I have a cousin who's a prince. I just need to loan him $5,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that makes me like a prince-in-law, right?
Yeah.
I just want to point out Captain Steiner Rue admits to listening to the morning drive in the shower naked.
I did today.
I actually don't think that conversation actually took place during the morning drive. I'm pretty sure that took place during the end of the bench.
No, it took. You're right. It was the end of the bench. I was later this morning. I slept in. I slept in. I got up at 8:27. And I worked out. And so after I worked out, I was in the shower.
Now, Sneed has on occasion told me, if he hears me doing this day in sports history, he knows he's late.
This is true. This is there are signposts, and you know, and I generally, if I'm laying in bed hearing this day in sports history, I'm late.
Because and I if get, it's the one in I, the afternoon, you're really late.
I get up. My first alarm goes off at 5:30, and I usually. I try to be done working out by the time this day in sports history comes on.
Jeff, I got to tell you, I don't miss the old 4 o'clock alarm one bit. Not once. Not once have I thought, man, I really missed that alarm going off. This from Steven. The Optimum Game Day Live promo says y'all are live from Houston. The entire staff broadcasting live from Houston.
Ooh, called out.
It's about split.
Yeah, it's about half.
It's about half. But we'll have coverage there live from the bowl game. So, hey, if you're going to the bowl game, I think from the portion that is live, we'll be going for about 7 hours.
Nice.
So, I mean, we'll be right outside NRG. If you're out there, I mean, love for you to come say hi. Come up and if we haven't met you yet, introduce yourself. And if we have, I mean, obviously love to see you again. We get this on the chat line. Hippos can run faster than us and swim faster than us. So for us to have any chance against one in a triathlon, we'd really have to cover some ground on the cycling.
No, but here's the deal. A hippo can run up to 21 miles an hour. However, it can't do that very long. So you don't have to run 21 miles an hour. You just have to run longer than the hippo.
I think the part we're missing is that a hippo couldn't ride a bike.
Exactly. Now, I'll tell you this other part. A jaguar can run almost 40 miles an hour. It can't do it very long. But the chances are it's going to catch you.
I say every time I hear that, though, I'm like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You better.
It doesn't matter.
You better have a big head start, and you better have somebody behind you. So, like I said, I don't have to be faster than the cheetah. I just have to be faster than you.
Should we add a jaguar into your and Choice's race?
Choice has already opted out.
What?
Choice has already opted out. He put it out. He basically already
what
said.
What is he opted he out? Is he preparing for a professional draft of being drafted into the pole races?
Choice said on the air he is not going to race me.
Is the bottom line end of the bench Olympics canceled?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's soft.
Maybe that's where the race happens.
That's so soft.
He's just giving up on the race.
He started it.
Well, we were going to do the race separate, but, you know, Bullfighter wants to have the race, and Bullfighter and I are going to have the race. And, I mean, I'm going to give him his due.
So you get the win.
We got a question the other day.
Yeah.
You versus Sally Kipyego.
Well, Sally Kipyego, if we're going to run 5,000 meters, she's going to kick my tail.
Right, no. We're talking the foul pole to foul pole.
Well,
see, that's the response I thought you'd get.
It's interesting because I'm trying to think, you know, it's like...
Because she is Olympic runner.
She's an Olympic runner, but she's an Olympic distance runner.
She's still Olympic runner.
I know.
There's still layers of that. But you are also an official.
That doesn't mean I'm faster than an Olympic runner. Hmm. That's a good, I think Sally gets me still because she's, of course, she's not an Olympic runner and she's a nurse now.
Wasn't she in the last Olympics?
Isn't she like 36 now?
I think she was in the last Olympics. I think this was the first one she got to run for Team America.
Nice.
Like I said, Olympic athlete.
Hmm. All right. Well, I got to get out of here. So happy Festivus, everybody. Man. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your family. Hug somebody that you don't know. Okay? And as I say on the morning drive, do something nice for somebody that might do something nice for you.
There you go. Hour number two coming up next. Neat. Okay.
Go to Google, y'all.
Back with more next on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Oh, we're throwing Jeff all sorts around back there today. Let's go with Jamie Lint and Jeff McGuire.
9 hours.
Is the bottom line 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. You can hit us up on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, reactions, all of that. Welcome there. It is Friday, which means it's time to pick some games. And, of course, I know what you're thinking. Well, the reigning champ from the football season, Jackson Frazier, isn't here.
Who?
I don't know. I just had something written on my hand.
Never heard of him.
Something called a Jason Frizzler, I think. I think it's like a Western Sizzler knockoff. Which
something
is
something knockoff. Dead to me is what I heard you say. So
like the cheap version of it.
Why don't we go down to the Jason Frizzlers and get ourselves an overcooked steak? Mmm.
Yeah.
What would you get at a Jason Frizzler? If I just told you that's the restaurant we're going to, what would you assume?
A plain cheeseburger with fries.
Not chicken nuggies or anything like that.
I don't get nuggies. Okay. When I was in middle school, I gave noogies.
You did? Were you a bully? Were you an old? Did you take people's milk money and give them swirlies and wedgies and purple nurples? All of that?
I had people that did it for me.
Yeah, who you want me to get next, boss?
Ah, that kid over there looked at me wrong, huh? He eyed my rat tail in just the wrong way.
My cousin Vinny did it for me.
Yeah, boss. Who do you want us to put in the locker now, boss?
Did you say a ute?
All right, it's time to pick some games.
He said my cousin Vinny. Immediately, that's where my head goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, me too. Yep.
Without whoever that Western Sizzler knockoff is, we will have Mr. Jeff McGuire make picks. We will have the AI coin make picks when we return and review these at some point next week. He has to choose blindly whose list he's taken. We'll jump right into it. We'll have a mix. No Big 12 basketball games this weekend for Christmas. Kind of a bummer. Texas Tech will be back in action against South Carolina State on Tuesday, though. So won't have to wait too long. So we'll do some NFL and bowl games that'll be played in the meantime. Jamie, we'll start with you, the Jalen Hurtsless Eagles. Maybe Gardner Minshew full would be a different way to say that.
Okay.
Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys. Just need a winner. You take him.
I'm going to take the Eagles.
Okay. A surprise win.
I mean, the Cowboys... Both Diggs and Parsons are doubtful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, those are huge factors for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah.
It's not like just one side is missing a key injury here.
Should be getting T.Y. Hilton, maybe. Though.
excited for it. I'll be more excited when he's played two games.
Yes.
Yeah, if he can rush the passer like Micah Parsons, yes, I'll be excited.
That's a Joe Montana.
Hey, okay. Yeah.
Jeff, Eagles or Cowboys?
Eagles.
Ooh, and heads for home, tails for away. When we get to bowl games, I guess heads for whoever's on the right side of my screen and tails for the left. AI Coin Jackson says, oh, he took the Cowboys. Good for him. I'm going to take the Cowboys in this game as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeff, you'll pick this one first. Green Bay at Miami. Miami trying to nail down a wild card spot. Green Bay still technically not eliminated. In Miami at home.
Miami.
Miami.
Welcome right. to Miami.
That was a terrible toss. Coins going Green Bay. I will take Miami at home as well. I hope he takes the coin.
The Dolphins will make Josh cry.
Hoodie and Blowfish.
Hmm.
I got you.
Jeff did a song thing. I thought I could do a song thing. And Josh is a Packers fan.
I just assumed Bills fan meant Josh Allen in the division. I was like,
no, Josh Fowler.
Why? Oh, yeah, he will make. Okay. I'm sorry. That was well done. I missed it.
Hmm.
Next one is Buffalo at Chicago. I will take the Bills.
Bills.
The Bills.
I really hope this is the Bears. The coin's taken. Da Bears. Da Bears. Da Bears. Da Bears. Da Bears. Da Bears. Seattle at Kansas City. Playoff hopeful Seahawks headed to AFC West champ. Still trying to get the top seed, though. Jamie, the Seahawks or the Chiefs?
Patrick Mahomes.
Why? Well, the Chiefs aren't as bad as the Jayhawks. You don't want to say the Chiefs? No, I forgot other stuff.
Chiefs.
Chiefs for me as well. Seahawks. I need you to watch to make sure I'm not just giving him like the worst list possible. How about the Washington Commandos at San Francisco? Jeff McGuire.
Rice-a-roni.
The San Francisco treat. Ah, you guys lined up on one. San Francisco. Yeah, give me the 49ers as well with Mr. Irrelevant.
I'll take the Niners as well.
Clean sweep. We'll go to some bowl games. How about the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl, Louisiana versus future Big 12 member Houston? Jeff?
Should I go first again?
Oh, my bad.
It's fine. I'm fine. Houston means I'm one day closer to you. That's an old country song.
Okay, so Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Houston as well. Dang it. Yeah, I'll take the Cougs.
I'll take Houston.
That is actually, we'll start at 2 o'clock on Double T 97.3. At 5:30, we'll have the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. The Wake Forest Demon Deacons, we're all rooting for you, takes on the Missouri Tigers. Trying to make them sub 500. Give me the Demon Deacons.
I'll take Missouri.
You.
Jeff. Wazoo Mazoo.
Listen here, silver coin. If you don't want to get thrown across the room or burnt in a fire later and melted down. Lucky little coin. Lucky little coin. Took Wake Forest. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Jamie, Wisconsin versus Oklahoma State. Boy, this is a weird matchup. Two teams that have kind of been in a strange parts of their seasons.
I'll take the Badgers.
The Fighting Aaron Dickens. Jeff?
Give me State.
We got a whiskey over here and a whiskey from me as well. Seems a little whiskey. The Liberty Bowl, the Kansas Jayhawks against the Arkansas Razorbacks. Jeff?
KU.
That's very nice of you.
Arkansas?
The coin took Arkansas. Yeah, give me the Jayhawks.
So your choice is Kansas or Arkansas.
I actually like when it's.
Is it like the evil twin that has the goatee? Because the evil twin always has the goatee.
Yeah, which is you got the gun? Which one's the real Kansas? I don't know. Come on, you've known me.
I'm in such a Christmas spirit. I just want to keep picking against what Clint wants. So give me Arkansas.
Yep. At first, I kind of like I lit up, and then I realized what you meant, and that's all right. The final one, because of course we'll have Optimum Game Day live. We're not gonna, you know, no shows on Monday, in the holiday spirit. But on Tuesday, you'll get a full bowl breakdown and all that, but we won't be together to pick it. So I need a score here, gentlemen. Texas Tech in the Tax Act Texas Bowl, NRG Stadium, Houston, Texas, taking on Hip Hip Ole.
How does the coin do a score?
It's the first score that pops in my head.
Oh.
No, I mean, there's a lot of science to it, math, numbers.
First one that pops in your head. I guess
this is the first time I've actually been asked or thought about a score for this game.
I know. And it's felt like it was so far off when you first get your bowl reveal. And all of a sudden, like for me, it just sneaks up on me. So
am I going first?
Yes, you're going first.
I'll take the Red Raiders 35, Ole Miss 33.
Okay.
41. Tech 45, 43.
Tech 45, 43. See if the coin... Coin took Ole Miss, 28-27. A lot of, again, math that I did in there. I knew what, you know, Jackson would have picked. I'll take Texas Tech to win 32-28. I'm going to get a weird score in there. We will review these at some point. We will make Jackson.
Probably Wednesday, if I had to guess.
Select. No, it won't be Wednesday. It's the bottom line, 100.7, the score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Get the Bottom Line 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com.
Y'all were discussing tennis.
I just taught Clint a new word.
Yeah, they're like, hey, John Lennon, let it be. Clint Scott with Jamie Lint, Jeff McGuire. Time for the fastest growing game show in the world, Take versus Take.
Actually, here's what you say. If there's a let, don't yell let, because that's kind of like old man dork tennis guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be hip, you say take it.
Take it.
That means like take another one because it's
keep it.
Got to redo it. Okay. So if you want to be hip, say take it.
Hope you kept the receipt on that one.
No.
Gonna regift that. We're saying the same thing. What did you say?
Take it.
Keep it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Jamie has the questions today. It means Jeff and I are your competitors. Jeff, the last few times you've been on Take versus Take, we forced you to do the questions. When's the last time you competed?
Been a while. And I know I lost.
Hope you're rusty. All right, take it away.
I've been doing pretty well lately, so I feel like there's a good chance I could win today.
It's Christmas time.
That would make Clint so
It's
angry.
Not part of the Christmas spirit, Jamie. Maybe Chrysler.
I almost want to have terrible answers just so Jamie can give himself a point.
Oh, please. Yeah, do that. Have terrible answers.
Clint doesn't have to work at it.
What? The rat tail's growing by the minute. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Gloves are off today. All right, Clint, question number one. What is the best sports Christmas gift that you've ever received?
Ooh, the best sports Christmas gift, and I think that this counts. Counts for me, anyways. I begged and begged and begged to get a .22 rifle when I was a kid. And we used, I mean, we mostly were bird hunters and not really big game at all, but I wanted to shoot a rifle. We had some that were like older, but again, we didn't really mess with them. Begged and begged and begged and begged and begged. We always did, stockings first. And my parents did the old thing like, no, we're not going to get you that. It's not safe. This like just hammered it down that they were not getting me this rifle. Well, the only thing that was in my stocking was like this box. I was like, well, that's weird. Usually like there's candy or something in there.
And it was when I got in, they're like, no, you have to do the stocking first. And I pulled it out, and it was ammunition, and they had the rifle hidden. Mm. Great, great Christmas. Mm. And then I
shot your eye out.
Shot my eye out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Roof mounted basketball goal with breakaway rim. Mm. It was 8.5 feet tall, basically. So as we were in high school, all of my friends and I were dunking on it. We had a lot of fun on that rim.
I think I'm going to go with Jeff on this one. Breakaway rim, able to dunk. Sounds like a lot of fun. He didn't shoot his eye out.
I didn't actually shoot my eye out. I mean,
nah, I know.
But I shot a lot of cans.
That's good.
I think I had my can tag, so I could actually have a can mounted on my wall.
Because one of those cans could have come attacked you, and you saved the day. That was well done.
Well, here's the key. Everyone like when you safer. Face a can in the wild, you just want to get bigger, and you go, "Hey, can!" And it scared off. Hey, can! Also, don't run away from cans and don't go downhill because I may be getting this confused with bears.
Yeah, you just do the can.
Can you do the can?
Question number two. Jeff goes first.
Take it.
At Christmas time, many candies change their wrappers to Christmas colors. Which candy that does that is the best?
It's not a wrapper. But they do change colors. M&Ms. Go into the red and green M&Ms, regardless of what they are. And then you get like the regular ones, you get the peanut ones, you get the almond ones. You can put them all in the bowl, and they're all the Christmas colors, and you just enjoy M&Ms.
I've never thought about mixing all the different M&Ms. That kind of sounds good.
I don't think I would like that.
You just want the almond ones. But cool. I like all of them. So having a mix is, it's like a nut mix, but it's just M&Ms.
I want to know what I'm getting into. I don't want any surprises.
I kind of want the surprise. That sounds, mm-hmm. I might try that this year. My personal favorite are just the little kisses. I love when they go into the red and green, and some of them will have little holiday swirls. And I'm really in for it for the commercial where they've turned into bells. So now when I see them, I just hear like ringing. Mm-hmm. But like they're nostalgic for us. We used to get those all the time. I'm in for the Christmas kisses. Mm-hmm.
I think Jeff would have won the point if he wasn't mixing them all together with different things. Okay? I was out on that. Okay?
But yeah, me too.
I think thanks, the number Jeff. One answer, I should have given myself the point, is the little miniature Reese's Peanut Butter Cups that are red and green. I think they're fantastic.
Miniature Reese's Peanut Butter Cups should not exist. They should be full size. That should be the size. Yeah. They can go bigger.
Dude, just grab three of them.
Then I've got to open three of them.
I'm glad you already gave the point to me because now I'm just not really into Reese's as much. They're fine.
Okay.
But I actually am with you, especially the mini ones that come in the little candy cane for the M&Ms. And you can knock those back so quickly.
That's the size I like. Yeah. All right. Tied at one. I held back and did not give myself the point.
It's very mature of you.
All right. But, you know, in the spirit of it's always all about me, because you know that's how I roll. Here's question number three. You go first, Clint. If you had $100 to spend on me for Christmas, what are you buying me?
I'm getting you...
See which gift I like better.
Dude, I'm getting you as many Under Armour pullovers as $100 will buy. And I'm not getting you, like, just, like, really, like... I guess like crappier ones that are going to like fall apart or anything. Like I'm getting you the, as many nice ones as I can, which is probably going to be two, right? I think somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting you pullovers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of already did. It'd just be more of them. Josh Young, baseball cards that are autographed in some way, shape or form.
You've already got those.
He hasn't got them all.
Oh, I got Under Armour pullovers too.
Well, yeah, but.
Like I'd get with the guy I got with earlier to find out which ones you don't have and rectify that problem.
Yeah, but you can get those anytime.
Yeah, but then he gets them for Christmas and he doesn't have to go find them. They've been found.
I'm going to give the point to Jeff. It's hard to beat Josh cards that I don't have. Got to make sure I don't have
it. How does he know? I want to revote. Yeah.
Lucas has a list. Yeah. I get with a guy. My backup, if that was ruined, would have been the Derek Jeter Hall of Fame plaque that I almost got Jamie for Christmas a couple years ago.
My backup was I was just going to give you the $100.
See, in my mind, the number one answer was $100 Under Armour gift card.
I mean, what were you? Okay, if you. Hold on. Time out.
I don't trust your fashion sense. You might have gotten me a camouflage Under Armour polo.
You think I am Choice? You think I'm Schwa? How dare you? How dare you, Jamathy Lent?
I do not. It probably would have been blue, royal blue with red and white trim to it.
Now it is.
I looked like a jailer.
Now it is. Now that I have it, now that I lost Take versus Take. Well, it wouldn't be Under Armour, though. It would be Adidas. I'd get you one with the little old school Jayhawk where it looks like a stork, and I'd get you a newer one.
Now it's different. It just looks like a dork.
That's me. Okay. Okay, but here's my question. I had given you a $100 gift card to Under Armour, most likely, what would you have bought with the Under Armour gift card?
Depends.
It's diapers? Hard.
I don't know. I don't know, Clint. I mean, there's a lot.
Under Armour diapers. Really under the armor.
It might be shoes. It might be polos. It might be a pullover.
It
might be a
probably
hooded
a pullover.
Sweatshirt. It might be some joggers. I'm a big fan of the joggers.
Are those are the sweatpants that start to choke out your ankles at the bottom?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not for you?
No. I need my ankles to flow. My cankles. I need him to breathe.
Okay, if you had $100 to spend on Jeff for Christmas, what are you getting him?
$100.
Jamie, I can't answer this for me.
I'm getting him something Bo Jackson autographed in a White Sox uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could probably pull that off for $100. Yeah.
I'd get some
autographed Bo Jackson cards. Or an A by 10.
Can I change my answer?
You can try.
I'm getting a autographed Bo Jackson card and $50.
So what are you going to do with the rest of the change?
All right, Jeff, what are you giving Clint?
What am I giving Clint?
Muzzle.
Okay, remember the thing I got you a couple years ago? The stadium thing?
You said a muzzle.
What?
Am I rabid? Do I bite?
I have a little tickle in my throat there. Sorry.
You should clear that out. You should take some medicine. I would cough syrup over here for you.
I would get Clint that stadium scoop thing that I got you and Chuck with the Kansas basketball stadium.
Of Tech Stadium?
No.
Of the USA?
Of
the fog. Beware the fog. Pay heed all who enter. More next 100 points on the score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. If you are not already off, hopefully your holiday clock is just tick-tock, ticking faster and faster. Hopefully we're helping with that. Thank you for joining us. It is a Viking Le Crouton, Jeff and Mac edition. Heard you guys are doing a holiday collab album. Very excited.
Yes.
Go Rat Tails and Chestnuts or something like that was the title.
It's Jeff McGuire featuring Le Crouton. He sings, I rap.
You guys remixed a Christmas song into one of your rap tracks. Which one would you choose?
Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
The Christmas remix.
Mm-hmm. I told you I really like that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because then you can go like a light bulb. Burr, 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 like that together.
Yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You can hit us up on the 8th Warning Center channel.
Maybe the 12 Days of Christmas, but we would change it to, on the first day of Christmas, Texas Tech Sports gave to me.
The 12 Days of Techmas.
Yeah.
Hmm. You would have to do with that one, like Super Bowl shuffle style rap, or like the Florida State one, whatever they did, where it's just very, very cheesy lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could, you know, as we were talking about this morning, it's crazy how good you played against the Longhorns this year in the major sports, right?
Yeah.
Football, win. Basketball, sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Women's basketball, split two.
And almost won a wrestling match.
Okay.
Almost a chair shot.
And because of Chuck Hines.
And baseball. And baseball, 2 out of 3.
Yeah. And huge moments with baseball, too, and how you won those two.
So we would know. What's that? One football, two basketball, one women's basketball, two baseball. So we know what the sixth day would bring us. 6 wins over the Longhorns. Okay, right?
What would the 5 golden rings be?
You got to give me a little bit of time here.
Clint. Oh, sorry.
Five O-line men.
Five O-line men.
Did we play with 5 this year?
Maybe.
And a rusty stat to the transfer portal. We get this on the chat line from Chris the Dasher. The sexy legs, Jayhawk? How did he know my nickname? How did he know? Here comes old sexy leg Jayhawk.
I thought you were the stanky leg Jayhawk.
Oh. That was early in the 2000s.
Shout out to Chris the Dasher for remembering a 12 days of double T that we did. I want to say it was our first year where we did it was 12 days of Christmas, but it was everything tech related.
Uh-huh.
And Aaron Dickens was the 5 game losing streak. That was Kingsbury's year. So Jamie was here for that.
I was here for that. Yes, I was here for that.
I have not thought about that in forever. Well done, Chris.
Do you think that's still around?
And Aaron, no. Aaron did it. The rest of us kind of hummed the tune. Aaron just did it. Straight up Aaron Dickens voice. It was phenomenal.
Man, I would love if it's probably, you say, sorry, that was dead and gone now, you think?
Long gone.
That's too bad.
Like, that wouldn't have made the move if we'd made the move back then.
What about Jamie's blame it on Jet Duffy? Is that still around? Was that who you're blaming?
Blame it on the game. No, it was.
Don't blame it on.
We were blaming it on the Red Raiders for beating Oklahoma State and making Logsdon, you know, all bummed out and sad and mad at us.
Just remember it was listening. It was
almost like slowed it down.
It was almost like country version. We go, blame it on the game.
She like lowered it and slowed it down.
All right, it's time for Jamie's question of the day.
Jamie's question of the day on 100.7 The Score is presented by Bazaar Solutions. Call them today for a free cybersecurity audit.
All right, we'll go to Texas Tech Foosball. And if you could select any Christmas character from a movie or just your basic kind of Christmas lore on the roster, who would you select and what position would they play?
The Abominable Snowman would be a rush end for the Red Raiders.
Oh, man. That'd be a great nickname for a defensive end, too. The Abominable Snowman.
Damn you, Jamie.
What would he have to do to get that nickname?
Rip an offensive tackle's arms off? Just take a bite out of the quarterback's forehead.
I don't remember through the helmet. Snowman doing that. It seemed like he ended up being like a big teddy bear at the end.
Oh, in Monsters Inc., you know.
See, I was thinking of the abominable snowman, make him a fullback, because you could literally just hand him the ball. He can go stick his arm straight out and score with it. But since he was taken, we will go with Comet as a wide receiver. Because he had the huge antlers, he's going to catch it.
And with Comet, I always assumed he was the fastest one out of them. Why? Because he's fast like a comet. He's the Kansas
I think they
comet.
Were all the same speed.
The reindeer comet.
He's from Kansas?
Well, because Kansas comet.
Wouldn't Dasher in there. Be faster?
No. No, it's definitely the comet. give me the...
See, Comet just had the huge... Like, he had the antlers that could catch a Comet. That's, I think, how he got his name.
I like Comet, though, as a receiver. And that's perfect, because what were you missing this year? Really a guy who could take the top off the defense.
And he can fly.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
I'm just going to go ahead and take the OG for Santa, because you're telling me, one, he can help the offensive line, but he's got nimble feet. You're telling me you wouldn't want Santa as a pulling guard? Oh, my goodness. The strength, the athleticism, again, the size, the beard.
I think I would want him more for a running back. I mean, you talk about a guy getting into the hole and running back. You got to get small, right? I mean, this dude goes up and down chimneys.
Go to tackle him and all of a sudden, whoop. I don't even understand what I just saw. Hey, just evaporated.
Definitely Lucy as the placeholder. Can't have Charlie Brown kick, though.
I'm going to do that.
No, you wouldn't want that. If I was more nervous or less excited about your quarterback situation, I would have taken Frosty as a quarterback. Because when the game's on the line, you know he's got ice in his veins. So...
It's really good, Clint.
Thanks.
Really good. Although, thanks, Jamie. I mean, it just looks like a stick sticking out of his body. I don't know that there's any ice in there.
That's what it looked like.
Okay.
Until someone made the Christmas wish or whatever happened with Frosty the Snowman.
See, if we change sports, I would put Santa as your point guard. Because he's always dishing stuff out. He's always giving. He's not worried. He's not a shoot first point guard. He's a pass first point guard.
That's a different question, too. Like, what's a great Christmas nickname? The Abominable Snowman for a defensive end. Santa for a point guard would just be hilarious. I'm trying to think of other... No one really wants... Everyone wants to stay away from the elf reference because it seems like you're making fun of them.
Unless you're Eric Morris.
Oh, I didn't know that was his nickname.
Oh, big time.
Or Jakeem Grant or another... I don't know, 5 or 6 receivers that we've had over the years that have been under 5'10 was that have been freaking awesome.
Was that approved by them, though?
I don't care.
Do you think that?
I'm fairly certain.
I just know they're really good.
I'm fairly certain.
I didn't
Eric
call
Morris
any
was
of them elf.
Yeah. But. Yeah. That's like, I mean, I approved when you originally called me the Sexy Legs Jayhawk. I mean, you were really the first one that said that, but I approved that one.
You're Yukon Cornelius. I'm sorry. You.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah. No, I. That, too. It's still...
Mm-hmm. It's your Commotion avatar, isn't it?
Yeah, I was trying to think of what Commotion was called. It's still my I was about to sound super old. It's my little picture thing when you see like my name, my picture's beside it. It's UConn Cornelius. Yeah. Jeff, do you have any Christmas movies you have to watch around this time of year?
Cartoon, well, stop motion Rudolph, stop motion Shiny New Year, which I have to watch afterwards.
Is that the one with Eon?
Yes.
Yeah.
With I also need to watch.
It's pronounced Zion.
It's also not Christmas until the black and white black and white version of It's a Wonderful Life hits.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.